Hey, PGA DFS fans, thanks for coming by and joining me. Another one of my top five videos this week. It's the memorial in this video. It's the top five sleepers for it. And listen, we've got a lot of money on the line, $250,000 going to first place over on DraftKings. Our biggest non-major prize we have had in quite some time. So obviously putting some solid contest out there for us. And we're going to need to find some sleepers there to try and win it. Let's go ahead and jump right in. And last week, well, hey, listen, I gave you somebody that would have definitely helped you win some money. And that was Jason Kokrak. I did have the winner there. He was projected under 10% at 9K. I said his form looked good. I said his course fit looked good. And that ended up paying off. So hopefully you either bet him because of that or played him on DK and found yourself another good five golfers to pair with him, because my other sleeper picks, maybe not so great. Peter Uline ended up missing the cut. Billy Horschel and Matt Wallace, decent T40 and T56, but Lee Westwood missed the cut. So might have struggled to, if you played all five of those guys in the same lineup, even though you had Kokrak, you might have struggled just a bit to cash there. But we're going to jump back on it this week, and we're going to give you another top five sleepers. And we're going to start off with somebody. Now, if you already have watched my fades video, you'll know that Kyle Stanley is projected to be a very high-owned golfer this week, and rightfully so. He's playing pretty well and has decent course history. But it's going to create an ownership bubble for everybody else, and one of those guys that has going to get no looks this week and showed some signs last week, had his game, all parts of his game, flowing pretty well, and that's Henrik Norlander. And he put two decent events here last year, coming in 31st and 6th. And like I said, the 50th of last week, I think that's maybe just one bad round. But by and large, he played pretty good. His putting was coming around as well. And that's been his bad element this year, coming 205th, 178th around the green. So his short game has been atrocious, but maybe that's starting to come around. His ball striking has been good. Top 66 in both off the tee and around the green, 66th there off the tee and 40th on the approach. Another guy that has been playing very well lately and is getting no love. There's a couple of guys down here in this low seven range, and one of them, Taylor Gooch. He missed the cut at the Memorial, but the week before that, came in 17th at the Workday. So decent history. Plus his form getting better. 14th last week, the Charles Schwab at a grinded out tough event, which I expect this week to be. And 44th the week before that at the PGA. So everything looks pretty good. We're ranked inside the top 100 now in all of our strokes gained category, or I guess 101 if you want to get very semantical. That is what he is off the tee. The approaches look good. 48th, round the green, 95th, and putting 56th. All right, this next guy is, I'm sure most of you know the song and the show, whatever it was, the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Well, I kind of feel that way about Adam Scott right now. Where in the world is Adam Scott? Now, he hasn't made a cut in a little while, hasn't played good. Course history, didn't play here last year. Now, he was taking more time off from the COVID stretch. He made that very clear, but he has had a runner-up to Patrick Cantlay here, so pretty good history, but we just have no idea where his form is. Strokes gain ranks 134th off the tee. That is very unlike Adam Scott. Top 50 on both the approach and putting, but around the green, not very good either. So for Adam Scott, not really sure where his game is, not really sure where he is, but because of all that, he's going to be 2% owned. So I think because of his course history, and we know that the skills are still there somewhere, Adam Scott, 2%. I mean, it's an easy 4X leverage or 5X even to get 10%. Next golfer is definitely going to be lower owned than the golfer that is priced right at the same as him. But first, let's talk about Ricky Fowler. That's the guy that I am playing at 8K this week. It's coming in at only 5% projected owned. And I mean, listen, I know that Keegan Bradley, who is part of my fades video, is playing good golf. Hey, Ricky has put, we'll say, two good, decent starts out of his last four. He just missed the cut on the number at the Byron Nelson and missed the cut at the Wells Fargo by a couple after a good first round. But the PGA Championship, we saw that he went back to his old putter. We saw some life coming in a tie for eighth. We can't write that out. And maybe it is all Ricky needs to start coming back. Or maybe it's a smokescreen like we saw with Jordan Spieth for years, where he'd come in the top 10 at a major and then again disappear in events like this. But at only 5% projected ownership, I think it's an easy way to get leverage on the field. Okay, my last guy. Now, because there's so much attention going from the 9,000 to 8,000 range, a lot of the top priced golfers this week are going under owned. And one of those guys, kind of have your pick, I'll pick John Rahm. He was my sleeper or sneaky pick in round four at the PGA Championship. And I'll try and just go ahead and parlay that into a good week here this week. Coming in at 11,100, it is a premium price that's projected him under 10% owned. Now, we need basically a win or at least a top three from him here. But given the fact that he did win here just maybe about a year ago and come in 27th, it shows that there is a good course fit. And the form has been close. He made some bad decisions at the PGA, but still found his way into the top 10. But like John Rahm, third strokes gained off the tee. So clearly it's not been the driver, but the approaches, he struggled a little bit on those, trying to figure out his new Callaway irons that he's made a point to say that he's still trying to figure out. Round the green 84th and putting 120th. I expect those to improve here soon. So that is it. Top five sleepers for the Memorial. We're going to go Norlander, Gooch, Scott, Fowler, and Rahm as my top five. So good luck this week at the Memorial. And of course, a couple of good weeks coming up. Got the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. So open season, if you will. So make sure you like and subscribe. There'll be plenty of content coming out for those. And best way to get notified of those, of course, like I said, like and subscribe to our channel. So until next time, everybody, good luck this week, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.